Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where you got like the whole town in there, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Where it's that,
yeah, I mean,
that
like,
many
so
high-profile
guys. DC has a similar event at DeMatha, which has a bigger gym than Briarcrest.
And the old heads come back and all
and
that.
It's,
and you get
I don't think it's – well, it's just different in DC in that it's not – it's still – old. Even though the basketball culture there is intense
awesome,
it's still a pro sports town. Whereas I don't think it would
– Capitals.
It does not feel quite – like. It does not feel quite the same as what it did the other night, even though they have a very similar event in December where local the good local teams match up with the good national team. But it was a lot of fun out there. And, I mean, it was just amazing that they got IMG and Mount Ver. Like, it's not very many events. Like, they're going to be in Hoop Hall together, which is a huge event. And they, you know, City of Palms and things like that. But it's very rare that, like, you get them to Hamilton Heights, who's a top five team in the country. They were there too. Like, it was pretty wild how many elite teams and elite players were in the city of Memphis this past weekend.
No, it was definitely cool and a great moment for the city, no doubt about it. Hey, Mark, man, we appreciate
you,
it as always.
Congrats on Ron Rivera, bro. You happy with that?
I'm happy that he's my coach. I'm not sure if I'm happy that he's essentially the GM too. But
take it from me, it'll work out great. Trust me, it's going to work out great. We'll hear you at 2,
thanks,
man.
Mark.
Appreciate the time. We'll come back. Carson Palmer's on the other side. We'll talk to him about Tom Brady, about the playoffs, Lamar Jackson, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We'll give you the cash word in about 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes, and we'll give out the cash word.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today, TheBluffMemphis.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Workplace injury, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got 2 locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
All right, it's 104. You have 56 minutes to text the word RELY, R-E-L-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We're doing it every hour at the top from 8 through 5. Last one's at 4 o'clock. Next one's at 2 this hour. 1 o'clock hour word is RELY, R-E-L-Y. Text RELY, R-E-L-Y, to 72881. RELY is the code word, R-E-L-Y. Text it to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. And don't forget, if you miss a code word, you can go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use the rewind feature. We're the only station in Memphis with the rewind feature, so you can use that and get any hour's code word, and you have up until 2 o'clock to text RELY to 72881. Next code word coming up, 2 o'clock with Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, here on behalf of the FedEx Aaron Ground Awards. The FedEx Aaron Ground Awards, obviously given out every year. They recognize the top quarterback and running back performances of the 2019 NFL season, and Carson joins us now. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys?
Everything is good here.
Appreciate you.
In Memphis. Before we get to the nominees, Carson, do you buy any of the talk about this being the end of Tom Brady in a pass uniform? Like, is he really going to let a pick six be his last pass of his career?
You know, I do think he's going to continue to play. I think it's 50-50 whether Bob Kraft and Belichick can come up with an agreement where he's still the quarterback. But I mean, he's reiterated multiple times that he still has something left to prove and he's still got something in the tank. I think he's going to look around and sniff around and see what's out there and see, if he fits in the Chargers' plans in the future and the receivers they have, the running back they have, the weapons they have. I think he's going to sniff around and look and see. Being 42 years old, he wants to be surrounded with a really good offensive line and explosive playmakers on the outside. And New England no longer has those explosive playmakers. They have some good young receivers, and Edelman's been a great receiver for them. But he's at the point in his career where, you know, he can't put it all on his arm anymore. He's got some elbow injuries. He's got some issues with his throwing shoulder and obviously some wear and tear. So I'm sure he's looking around to see, you think back to the end of Brett Favre's career where he went to Minnesota and he had a young Adrian Peterson, a young Percy Harvin, Sidney Rice, and the playmakers they have. And you look at Peyton Manning and going and teaming up with Willis McGahee, who still had some tread on his tires, and Emmanuel Sanders. You think back to all those playmakers, Wes Welker, all those guys they had in Denver, and he went to a place where he was surrounded by talent. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Tom Brady end up on a different team with a lot of talent around him.
You know, the Chargers are a popular sort of choice when it comes to Tom Brady's potential next destination. But, I mean, he also wants to win too, right? Like, I mean, is that a situation where, you know, if they just make a quarterback change from Phil Rivers to Tom Brady, like everything would change overnight for them? Like, is it that attractive a situation?
You know, I don't think there's a massive value gained by them moving on from Philip right into Tom Brady. They're both great players. They both have been great players from the second they stepped in the league. There's no doubt about that. I think more of it has to do with that combination of offensive line, receivers, because that is a winning formula. You put Tom Brady around a bunch of talent with an offensive line that can block, it doesn't really matter as much organizationally what the history of Super Bowls and winning years and winning seasons is. It's more of just a function that you combine Brady with more talent around him than he's had over the last 4 or 5 years in New England. You've got a chance to win a Super Bowl, no doubt.
What about the Titans? If, say, they're not ready to commit to Tannehill, and not to go too far into this because you could do every team in the NFL, but would that be a fit in terms of your view of it for Tom Brady?
I don't think that's a team and a roster that jumps off the page at him and goes, man, this if they just had me, they'd win a Super Bowl. I really think he needs more explosive players on the outside. And Brown's had a really nice year.
Yes.
Obviously, Derrick Henry's had a phenomenal year. You know, he might end up winning the NFL FedEx Ground Player of the Year award, which is something I'd love to talk to you guys about. But, you know, he's had a spectacular year, but I don't think Brady's looking at the running back position with a ton of value. I think it's an important piece to the puzzle. I just think he's got to look around and sniff around and look for the best group of receivers, tight ends, and running backs that he can maximize the last year or two of his career.
You mentioned the awards for the Air Player of the Year. Great nominees this year. You got Lamar Jackson from the Ravens, who's had an awesome year. Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. And then on the ground, you got Derrick Henry, who just put up the best performance a running back has put up against Bill Belichick in the playoffs. Nick Chubb and Christian McCaffrey. Carson, how can people get involved with the awards this year?
So you can vote. The polls are open right now. The polls close Thursday, January 30th, and the award gets presented at the NFL Honors in Miami on Saturday, February 1st, and it's completely voted on by fans. So fans can log on. You can vote on NFL's Twitter page. You can vote at NFL.com/FedEx and start conversation on Twitter via hashtag Aaron Ground. It's a great cause. FedEx is donating $20,000 on behalf of the Air Player of the Year, and then $20,000 on behalf of the Ground Player of the Year. And that money goes to the USO program, which is a program that helps direct our recently retired service men and women into the next phase of their career. So it's a great cause. We as fans can vote, and we determine the winner. And again, it gets announced on Saturday, February 1st at the NFL Honors in Miami, the night before the Super Bowl.
Lamar Jackson, you know, it's a huge test for the Titans here in Tennessee this weekend against Lamar Jackson. What kind of matchup nightmare is he just to game plan against and then to be across the, you know, the field from?
Yeah, I mean, he's the nightmare of all nightmares because he can beat you with his arms, and you've seen him take off and run the football and beat you with his legs. So you really can't pick your poison against them. You just got to hope you outscore him. And you know, they've lost a lot of players to free agency and injuries throughout the year in Baltimore throughout this season. And they've kind of been a defensive, you know, juggernaut for the last, when I was in the AFC North, they were dominant. They were either number one and number two in total defense every year with Ed Reed and Haloti Ngata and Ray Lewis. And you can go on and on, Terrell Suggs, all the great players they've had. Well, now they're the Lamar Jackson show. And you just, you know, you haven't seen it happen yet. You would think somebody can stop him, but he's so dynamic. He's so explosive. He's such an issue all over the field, in the red zone, on third down, backed up. He's, you know, he can make a big play anywhere. You just got to go into that game thinking we've got to score him. We're not going to stop Lamar. We've got to outscore him. We've got to play our best game on offense to win, because you just haven't seen it. You didn't see it really much last year. You know, as his first year really being in the league, and then this year he's just exploded, and we haven't seen him stopped yet. You just got to outscore them.
Derrick Henry, can he keep this up? I mean, he did it against a great run defense, a great defense period against the Patriots last week. Can he do it against the Ravens this week?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a little bit different than what we saw last week. As you said, he had one of the best games ever against Bill Belichick, and you know, he's a big play threat. You know, he can remember the 85 or 95 yard run he had last year.
Heck,
where
yeah,
he seemed like he stiff armed everybody. He wears you out through the game. The problem is he's pretty easy to focus on. They really don't have you know, the number one go to target on the outside that you really have to focus on. Brown's had a great year as a rookie, but at the end of the day, it's the playoffs and he's a rookie. So You really don't want to focus on him. You can really defensively focus your game plan around stopping Derrick Henry, and at some point somebody's going to slow him down. It's not going to be one of those games where he has 30 carries for 40 yards. They're going to feed him the ball. Defensively, you know they're going to feed him the ball. But without the dynamic player that some teams have on the outside, you know, you just don't have that outside of Derek. So he's a little bit easier to focus on and a little bit easier to really game plan and zero in and focus your entire game plan around stopping him.
We are, of course, talking to Carson Palmer, who's here on behalf of the FedEx Air and Ground Awards. Last thing before we let you go, Carson, Steve Sarkisian is a guy who is getting some buzz in our neck of the woods about the Mississippi State job. I know you worked with him back at USC. You know him well. Would that be a good hire for the Bulldogs, Steve Sarkisian?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's from an offensive X's and O's standpoint, from a game planning standpoint, he's brilliant. I mean, I had an opportunity to play for him. He was my quarterback coach, so I had an opportunity to play for him a long time ago, right when he was getting into coaching. Now, you know, he's been in the NFL. He's been at the college level. He's been calling plays. He's been a head coach. He's got the experience he needed. And obviously he's had, you know, a handful of bumps on the road along the way, but really, really bright guy, very good motivator, great recruiter. And from an offensive player standpoint, when you're looking at coming into the college ranks and wanting to get the ball in your hands and want to play for an offensive minded coach, he's as good as it gets at the college football level. I mean, he had a lot of success with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones in Atlanta. Obviously, he's had a ton of success in Alabama and recruited and done a great job bringing in you look at that receiving core that Alabama's losing this year. There's like three first-round picks at the receiver position, and Steve Sarkisian was a big part of getting those guys the ball, highlighting those guys' skills, and putting them on the platform that they've been on to be first-round picks. So from a recruiting standpoint, if you're Mississippi State and you want to bring in offensive firepower, he's a great candidate for the job.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Again, voting is open for the FedEx Air and Ground Awards. You can go to the poll on the NFL Twitter page or NFL.com/FedEx. Voting closes on Thursday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Hey, Carson, man,
we appreciate the
time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Yep, he is Carson Palmer, former Heisman Trophy winner, former NFL quarterback, former Oakland Raider. See, I didn't even ask him a Vegas Raider question.
Oh, you did
proud?
Well. I know. Well, you had certain things
nice
you had
job.
To hit. And they put you in a nice little tight window, and you can't get to Raiders.
Yes.
I liked that. You did very – I thought you hit everything, John.
I had some other things I wanted to ask Carson Palmer.
I think I got two in.
Yeah, but did you realize that he has settled down with his family in Ketchum, Idaho?
I know.
He has settled down in Ketchum, Idaho. He's not from there. I mean, he just decided he was going to settle down in Ketchum, Idaho. He fishes and does all the livestock thing. Also, he's thinking about running for government, local government there in Ketchum.
That.
Yeah.
No Heisman Trophy winner threw more touchdowns in the NFL.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's the most successful Heisman Trophy winner.
And you could say that, I guess, if you're measuring it by actual touchdown passes.
He was great. Yeah. Not with the Raiders, but he was great.
It doesn't sound like he's got much belief in the Titans.
No, he does not. It does not
or
sound like
A.J.
that.
Brown? I mean, is that not the explosive option outside of Henry that they've kind of been
A.J. Brown has been
on?
Awesome. A.J. Brown has been
isn't that part
awesome.
Of the reason why this is opened up?
I think
20-yard catch, like over 1,000?
You know, maybe
he's a stud.
Maybe he's just worried about, like, that being the only guy they have
well,
explosive-wise.
Here's the thing, too. I mean, the Patriots knew that's the thing to focus on, too, with Derrick Henry. Still bust you for 180. It's just I wonder if – Yeah, I wonder how much of that is AJ and having to respect that new explosive weapon. That's kind of what's helped open things up. He has been all I know is he's been phenomenal.
No, he has. There's no question about that. We appreciate Carson
for
joining us on the show today. Is there any question as to who the winners will be? I mean, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Lamar had the best QBR.
Yes.
Derrick Henry led the league.
Yes. I mean, this is very simple. Now, again, Christian McCaffrey is an awesome player. You know, I mean,
I know you like him.
But
and he is a stud. Let's
no,
just
I mean, he
be
does
real.
Everything.
Whatever
offense.
Color you want to make
and
him,
and it doesn't matter
stud,
who his quarterback
he?
Is. Mm-hmm. You know, like it really does not matter who his quarterback is. He's going to have 150 all-purpose yards.
Next
no
year,
what.
I'm getting him in fantasy. I'm not making the Saquon mistake again.
No doubt. That,
I mean, because he's just butter. I mean,
exactly.
Every time. I don't know. And maybe McCaffrey goes down next year, but
I don't
probably
know.
Will when I get him.
Yeah, but Saquon, it just feels like that offense.
Well, that's
is
the one you
can
focus
anemic.
On him for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, Daniel Jones hadn't proved anything
yet. Yeah,
not to me.
I would not feel good about Saquon.
Judge Joe's guy. That's his problem now.
That's right, Judge Joe Brown. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. Yes.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger Football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go because they got them all out there on the lot. They got them starting, the price starting at just $29.90. I was there earlier this week, saw the inventory. They got everything that you could possibly be looking for. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Like I said, whatever it is you need, they got you. They got the Jeep Gladiators. I have been stopped and asked more about that Jeep Gladiator than I have any other vehicle I have ever driven in my entire life. They got them out there on the lot. So go see my friends down at Landers. If they don't have what you want, don't worry. Just let them know they're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web to see the entire inventory, landersatmemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your crib for cash money, that the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home. That time might be right, and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Yep, and if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and DeSoto County, this is for you, and they'd certainly love to hear from you. Simply send your address. It's really easy. In an email to investor@livelovememphis.com, that team over at Live Love, led by the great Jennifer Carstensen, they're going to do a great free analysis for you, and yes, free, and don't worry about that. With that freeness, there's no obligation to sell. They're not going to hassle you. Don't worry about that. The Live Love team's simply going to tell you how much that investor will pay, and then from there, it's up to you to decide what you want to do. You can sell that thing. You can sit on the information. Just keep doing what you're doing, but you'll have the knowledge. Like we like to say, knowledge is power. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. That's investor@livelovememphis.com.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on Boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeout is limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer. Not valid with any other coupon.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families. More than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey. Don't you roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me. I got beer buns on my wrist.
Week one of the new year 2020. Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated and Grizzlies Maven. He's in the building every Wednesday. He's in the building now. Let's get
it. Now, it's Anthony Sane covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sane, happy new year, brother.
Man, appreciate you, brother.
Are you a philosophical man? Do you reflect when the new year begins on what you want to accomplish in the year ahead?
Nah, man, just get a new calendar. I don't even do that no more.
Really?
Phones about it.
No. You don't do resolutions, man?
Nah, I try to be all the time same dude across the board. You know,
no new year, none of that for you.
I think if you're waiting to the new year to change stuff about yourself, bro, you got bigger issues. Like you should constantly be trying to improve yourself, make yourself a better.
No matter what the calendar says.
Regardless of what the calendar says. Start today. Don't wait till.
Start today.
Yeah. I like that.
Like I stopped smoking in, what, September?
Yeah, you
exactly.
Didn't
wait until January 1st.
Yeah.
See, now he walked into the new year, a new man.
Well, think about
already
this.
Already 4 months in.
Think about this, saying, like if Lizzo, right? Like don't wait until 2020.
Oh, no.
Be talking about
man,
Lizzo.
Hey, fall.
You stay on Lizzo, though. But I think you got a big girl fetish on the slick, too, Jason.
No.
Me and John.
No, I do not. I just feel like you should wear clothes if you're going to go out in public.
Yeah, I wish on it.
When
yeah.
You're that big.
Ain't nothing wrong with the big girls, though, bro.
No, I mean, I just feel like, you know, it would not be the worst thing in the world if she dropped 10 pounds.
Because John says it'd be good for her heart.
It would be.
You tripping.
Good for
her
this
heart.
Is
yeah,
science.
He is full of it on that.
This
you
is tripping, science.
Bro.
But my point is,
we're about 10, bro.
If exactly, you're right. If we're dealing more like, what, 75? I mean, what are we talking? What do you think?
I don't know why you were so offended.
Bro.
Put a number
I told y'all what it is.
I mean, we could be real in 2020, can't it?
Yeah, I think being real would include you saying that you really got a big girl fetish, man.
No,
you just be bringing her name up out of nowhere, bro, for real.
No, I mean, she's just the most famous. She's the most, you know, she's popping. I give her credit. Like, I'm happy for her success, for real.
John doesn't like
this. And I want her to stick around.
Well, John, I like a little extra cushion for the pushing, but Lizzo, she's not my type, but you
call that girl Rizzo.
Yeah, Lizzo, yeah, she ain't my type.
Rizzo. Like Anthony, right? Like,
let me ask you this because it will lead us into some NBA.
Yeah.
If you got your little guy at a game, right, and she's out there showing off at, like she was at the Lakers game, you got to explain that to your little guy.
Yeah, see, right? I ain't saying that. Yeah, she's 100%
you
wrong.
You shouldn't have to make a choice right there.
Even though it was LA, though, I mean, you kind of, you know, you're getting some wacky stuff out there.
But you ain't expect to see no naked booty, though.
Agreed. It's too far. It's way too.
Yeah,
I mean,
ain't nobody say. I think I'm gonna see some naked tails today.
When I buy that ticket, exactly. Yeah. I'm not looking for naked tails.
Nobody needs to see that curtain that you got on.
Again, it's almost the flaunting of it. I think it's going a little.
100%
I like big bodies and being proud of it, but the flaunting of it goes a little. Saint, how excited are you about these Grizzlies? You sound like Giannotto thinking they're gonna make the playoffs. I read a tweet from you last night.
You heckled Calkins.
Like
man, it was bro. I had the funniest like tears running down my eyes moment laughing at Calkins yesterday.
Did
man.
That make Calkins uncomfortable? When
oh,
you did
of course
that?
It did. Yeah, and the thing was, he was so far down, and I'm like always the loudest, most inappropriate dude in the media section. It's been that way for years. So when I saw Jeff, I didn't really say much to Jeff. I was saving it. I said, if we win this game tonight, I'm gonna mess with Jeff. So I screamed down and I cursed at him like screaming.
Wait a minute, you're cursing from press row?
Yeah, I dropped F-bombs on Jeff last night in reference to us going to the playoffs. And Jeff didn't really, couldn't make out what I was saying. Because
you're so far from.
Are
you on press row, bro? Like,
no, I'm not
on
the floor. They got me in the ceiling.
Yeah.
But, they had you in the ceiling?
Right. So I use the code switch when I go to games. But when the games come
exactly
on, yeah, South Memphis come out when I'm actually the game starts. So I was yelling in South Memphis at Jeff, and Jeff had no clue what I was talking about. So he looked at me and he dipped his glasses and he had a look on his face. Okay, I'm too old for this crap. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You were heckling.
we're gonna do a little intervention. I'm telling you, if you keep wilding out on press row like that, and more importantly, making Jeff uncomfortable,
I'm gonna get an email.
They're gonna give you an email. They're gonna send you an email, bro.
Yeah. They already did it for the
Tigers
game.
Basketball, yeah.
Do you know what happened?
I know exactly what happened.
Wait a minute, I need some background on this. This happened at the Tigers basketball game.
Okay, so at the last home game, they gave everybody a sheet of paper from the U.S. Basketball Writers Association Code of Ethics.
Explaining game etiquette.
And there was an email from the University of Memphis.
But I thought that was about something that happened in the post-game press conference, not about what's happening on press row during the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Something happened, though, and Anthony says he knows what happened.
It triggered them to refresh.
So what happened?
Well, y'all know I'm good friends with my boy Anthony Robinson from We Don't Bluff.
Brother Robinson,
Yeah. He told me he believes he's the culprit. It wasn't.
He thinks he's the reason they sent the email.
They didn't come to him and say, what happened?
Are you aware of this, DC?
Okay.
I'm not.
No, nobody.
I saw the email, but I don't know what it was about.
They didn't come to him and say, hey, we're about to send this email out because of you.
Right.
But he came to me and said, I think that I'm the reason why the email came out. I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, I was at the press conference when Memphis beat Tulane. No, when we beat Tennessee. When they went to Knoxville and beat Tennessee. Yeah, and they said that at the press conference, after it was over, that Anthony yelled out, go Tigers, at the end of it.
Oh, bro. Wait a minute.
Anthony covers the Tigers.
Right.
We Don't Bluff.
Yeah. Not me, Anthony Robinson.
Yeah.
Who's a good great friend of mine.
Up in Knoxville.
We're part of Finesse Game.
Up in Knoxville, he said, go Tigers probably in the press room. Yeah. Bro, that's like taking James Wiseman from Innsworth. You think them folks at Innsworth, they
were ticked
something?
Off.
Them folks at Tennessee said, oh, hell no.
Yeah, shout out to Anthony Robinson, Finesse Game. Me and him, core members.
Who did he yell, go Tigers, at?
I don't know. He just said it, I guess.
Okay, so he just said
it. When he said it, I was in tears laughing at him because he's wild. He'll say anything.
Yes.
Well, the old adage is no cheering in the press box. And
right,
on
and they and
road.
That
so
was like
what,
a...
So they're trying to slap.
Well, that's the case. I'm in bad
shape. He thinks that's what it is. They haven't said that, though.
Yeah, they didn't come to him and say that, but he thinks that he's the reason why.
I have the... I mean, the email's language is like very, you know, it's very... I won't read the whole thing, but it says, we have had a couple of incidents in the post-game interview room that I would like to address before we get any further.
When I read that, I just figured here in
Well,
Memphis.
So, like, let's be honest about it. Like... I don't know names, and I'm not gonna say names, but like I can't remember what game it was, but a woman came into the post game press conference room in a James Wiseman East High School jersey.
Okay,
like as a working media member,
well,
you know
that,
what I mean?
That's the thing is if like, she's in me is if yeah, she's no. in media role.
Well, she was,
like if
yeah,
she's just
she,
there as a family member and just
no,
kinda,
she no she
we've had that
like,
before too.
No.
If she's like asking questions.
Well, I don't think she was asking questions, but you could tell like she's a media member. You know what I mean? Like she's definitely a media member, and that's just like I love James as much as anybody else.
So you're telling me it could have been about her.
And it could have been.
Maybe not about our brother Robinson.
I don't know, bro. But he told me he felt guilty because of what he thought it was about him. But it might have been about what y'all was talking about.
Have you ever gotten an email from the Grizzlies like this?
Man, come on, bro. You know the Grizzlies, they own some stuff with me, bro.
Like, if you keep on yelling at Calkins from across the room.
Don't heckle Calkins. He's not the enemy.
He's got pool down there.
I done made a corporate turn now because I'm corporate as a mug with them now.
Right.
They laugh at me now.
Cause you said you code switch.
Yeah, because I'd be like, bro, there's so much stuff I'd be wanting to say on Twitter, but they just start laughing at it because it kind of got me where I can't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, bro, yeah.
All right, so on
I've
to,
gotten emails for you.
On to what the Grizzlies are actually doing on the court.
Oh, yeah.
That is moving you to curse out Calkins on press row.
That's pretty moving.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think of what you're seeing?
Man, this is a super exciting feeling, man. It's crazy, man, because, like, people talk about, you know, the grit and grind era. I love the grit and grind era. It was magical moments. The stuff that we're getting ready to see now, man, this is we've never seen it, bro. Like I talked about this summer with John and Jaren. John, we see what he is, and we know what he's going to be. I talked about how Jaren's a player who the NBA may have never seen before, and we're seeing him just put up ridiculous numbers where this dude's getting three blocks and making three threes in a game. Your power forward slash center took 10 3-pointers last night, made four of them. 40%.
Slash wing.
Right, right. It is crazy, man, because his defense is getting back to where it's supposed to be. The fouls are slowing down.
It really has.
He's rebounding. His rebounding numbers are increasing. You know, him and Ja are tied for the lead in points per game. And the future for this team, man, is just is mind-boggling. You know what I mean? And when they went to L.A., and sure, the L.A. was shorthanded, whatever, they put up 140 points on the Clippers, man. Like, you know what I mean? And Ja and Jaren are just doing some remarkable things. Brandon Clark is insane. You got DeAnthony Melton, who's coming in doing some remarkable things out of nowhere. They've got a ton of assets for the future. And it's just, it's crazy. And I joke about, I make jokes about, because Evan Barnes, who was at the game yesterday, who covers the Grizzlies, I mean, covers the Grizzlies and the Tiger football team a little bit. He's starting to cover, do some Grizzly stuff. I joked with him. I said, man, where are we staying at? Can I stay at your cousin's house, your grandma's house or something when we go? Because he's from California. He's from L.A. or whatever. I said, are we staying at your grandma's house when we go to the finals? But, man, I mean, go to the playoffs, I mean. But it's like, bro, the Grizzlies could mess around being a playoff team. Like, I'm not predicting it. Like, I'm just, you know, having fun on Twitter or whatever. But, man, we're not supposed to be anywhere close to talking about this type of stuff.
Well, remember, just a few weeks ago, and that's why I'm glad we got you, it's really a couple of months ago, I guess, but we're saying, man, when are John made this point earlier, when are John and Jaren going to play well together? Forget just, like, actually playing well, run some pick and roll together. We were talking about how little they had actually run in terms of the stuff together. Mm-hmm. And now it's looking they play together for 2-3 years.
And the decision-making. I asked Jaren about that last night that you said that. I said, well, you guys seem like your chemistry is getting better. I said, what happened? He said, man, just time and just kicking it together. He said, it's not been as much basketball stuff. It's just been us spending time together off the court where we've just kind of learned each other and we've gotten more comfortable with each other. Man, those guys are scary together, though, bro.
They are. Oh, especially when they trust each other like last night and Ja's getting double-teamed. Right. He knows Jaren's going to be there and finds him, and you get the bucket that seals it.
And something else, I went off on Calkins last night after the game, but I also went off
staying in with Calkins.
But I went off on somebody else, bro. It was just some random dudes. I don't know if they were scouts. It was some guys I ain't never seen before, but I was just going off.
What were they saying?
What triggered you? We won the game, bro, and I just started going off. I was like, can I say?
Oh, you're going to need to stop that.
Yeah, this is just
because you're combative. Be real with it. Because by the time this team gets to really being a playoff team, really not you know, 22-16 instead of 16-22, you might be going crazy.
But, bro, check this out, though. Like, it was some I was just walking out from the game and I was leaving and I was just started going off. Like, I was like, yeah, bro. Like, I was, can I use the A word? I can. Right?
Yeah, you can.
Is it a certain context I can't use it?
You can't say A-H. See what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So
you can't use descriptive excretory.
Okay.
Whatever that
can
means.
Can I say sorry, A something?
What? Hold on. What did you try to say?
You can't get
Brad?
Too descriptive. You can say ass, but you can't get.
I ain't trying to discreet nothing.
You can't do a full length.
I ain't trying to discreet nothing,
bro. And Brad got so political, didn't it?
But can I say, like, sorry, A somebody?
I thought that would make you laugh.
Go ahead. It's, I think the tale is going to be a little
bit. I read that FCC handbook.
I'm trying to get your attention, Brad.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Can I say sorry, A something?
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah, it's an adjective.
So I had to remind these dudes on Press Road, like when I was walking by. I wasn't talking directly to nobody. I was just screaming and just talking to the air. I had to let them know, like, this Memphis, this ain't no sorry ass Phoenix Suns, sorry ass Kings. We don't rebuild for 15 years, bro. We back. And I just started going off, and they was
here's
like,
a true statement. I'm sure they were.
This was in the direction of the visiting Timberwolves media.
Now, I don't know who these dudes, but it was just some dudes that was on Press Road. I was just going off, bro. Like,
okay.
Like we ain't sorry as Minnesota, bro. We don't rebuild for 10 years like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Brother, I'm on.
They were looking sick after I said
saying we need you in these segments. We need you covering the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, so you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to chill out, bro, for real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just because.
It's something else I'm in danger of messing up on, too. I'm gonna tell you about that out the air, though. I can't talk about it. I can't test it out.
We don't need you messing up nothing. We need you here.
You had a date with a big girl, didn't you?
No, I will now.
Okay. You're certainly not opposed to that.
No. Not at all.
I look at the Grizzlies as, like, I don't put that playoff pressure on them, right? Like, it's been great. It's been fun.
Oh, super fun.
Yeah, like, but I keep it sort of. And don't you think it's wise to keep it in that context? Like, don't try to, like, you know, talk yourself into something that may not ultimately, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, they may or may not make the play. They probably won't make the playoffs. Because these teams are going to make deals at the deadline. The Grizzlies might be among them. It's about the development, which is clearly happening at a faster rate than maybe we thought.
Because you get caught up into it, you'll start doing things like saying, well, maybe we shouldn't trade Jay Crowder at the deadline.
Making that point earlier.
Exactly.
Or maybe we should do this trade to make us better now. Or you start
telling yourself, oh, this is a playoff team.
You just should be super excited that you're ahead of expectation. You're not the Kings. You're not Phoenix. You're not Atlanta, who got all that hype at the beginning of the postseason. They're still trash. Like, you just be glad that you're not those teams who are constantly rebuilding, you know, like the Phoenixes, the sorry-ass Minnesotas, the sorry-ass Kings. You know, you don't want to be one of those teams. And I'm just glad that we're showing these type of signs this early in the whole process.
Your boy DeAnthony is right up in the middle of it, too.
Oh, yeah, Hilvin.
Because, again, after the scoop shot, Anthony gets you a key rebound in that game, and it's not just a bucket here. It's like that. It's like a rebound or a pass or an assist that's needed or a stop. I mean, they have found them one. I guess you were high on him the entire time.
But who found him?
Who found him?
Yeah, like who discovered him?
I ain't going to take no claim for discovering him.
I've given the claim to you.
I wanted the man.
In terms of Memphis media, who discovered
him. I wanted him to be, you know what I'm saying, in the starting lineup. And I still think he's a starter level shooting guard, but I'm fine with him coming out the bench or whatever. But you know what D'Anthony Melton is like, though?
Who?
He's like if Tony Allen went to private school.
That's interesting.
Like if Tony Allen grew up on a whole different side of the tracks. That's
I never thought about that, but like,
he's almost like
a
clone.
I can see
but
it.
Still the grind.
He's kind of like if you mix Conley and T.A. together.
Interesting.
And T.A.'s lack of offense drained Mike's ability to score, and you just kind of got this nice Tony Allen guy because he's like a super nice dude, always smiling, real nice.
Right.
Restricted guy that you, at this point, you got to bring back.
Yeah,
right?
You got to bring him back. I don't think it'll really take too much to bring him back either. I don't think probably like 4 or 5 a year, and
he's not getting like some great big payday.
I feel like he's a part of this. Like,
because he's young enough, like he's athletic enough, like he can carve a role out.
You know, I'm not gonna say core four, but I think he's a part of the guy.
I'm with you. Yeah. Bruno. Not, I don't feel is a part of this. And I don't know where you play him right now because the thing is going so well, but it hasn't come forward. Just like with Rab, you're waiting on it, waiting on it, hoping it, and there's a lot of factors, but I don't see it.
Bruno is a guy who. Bruno has a lot of fans in the fan base. A lot of people are pulling for Bruno. But a lot of people have kind of made Bruno something he's not. For one thing, he's not a wing. He's a power forward. That's his position in today's NBA. He doesn't handle the ball well. He doesn't really show aggression to even want to get to the basket. And he can't guard on the perimeter. He's an excellent defender, but he's a shot protector. I mean, he's a rim protector. He's not.
No, I got you. He can't laterally. He's not moving.
Yeah, he's not that quick on the perimeter. He can knock down shots. His basketball IQ is questionable. I'll say that about Bruno.
Yeah.
But another thing about Bruno is that people say, I think Bruno should be a part of the young core. Bruno's young, but he's not NBA young.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is his sixth season in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Six.
Should be further along.
Right.
That's where I'm
so
at.
He's not if you're still treating him like a developmental player, he shouldn't be because he's been in the league since he was 18 years old. So I just think it is what it is with him. I would like to see him take the next leap, but it's just going to be a struggle for him to get minutes in that power forward rotation.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's kind of unfair because there are times where I feel like Bruno could get minutes, but when you got Jaren, Brandon
Clark. That's the league, though, yeah.
Right, it's just going to be hard for him to find minutes.
Grayson, pleasantly surprised how he's played lately?
Oh, yeah.
Even with D'Anthony still getting minutes, and when he's in there, he's playing well.
He had a really good hot streak. He was a little off yesterday, but he gives you the effort. He's fun in the locker room too, bro, because I messed with him about this free throw belt that the Grizzlies have. Y'all seen that whole thing?
I have not seen that.
They've got like this really dope wrestling belt that Grayson carries around. After practice, they have a free throw shooting tournament, and he's the champion. And he did like a little wrestling rant, like going off about, yeah, they know what's up. They know they're not getting this from me. He's never lost. He beats everybody.
Let me ask you something.
Nobody can beat Grayson.
No, ain't nobody beat
him. It feels like he's liked, and he's a piece in the locker room that folks look to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And like, he's a good
not just
dude.
An outsider. That he's.
Oh yeah, he's in
he's
the mix.
Cut out a niche for himself.
And he's I think he's found a home here as far as wanting to be a part because you know Utah didn't use him. And bro, like that's the thing that bothers me about the Anglo-Saxon people like you, John. Like you guys. He was in Utah of all places and couldn't find a home.
Yeah.
And here he is, Memphis, Tennessee, had to love Grayson Allen of all people.
Yes.
Hey, come on, man. Y'all.
I mean, his time at Duke just turned me off. You know what I mean? Like, he tripped people, man. Like that.
Yeah, but he's learned, though.
He was in Utah and wasn't even loved by
You can literally
his,
see it on him.
Yeah. He was in the American motherland of white people, and he got no love. Bro. He had to come to Memphis, Tennessee.
That tells you a lot.
Who's that?
That tells you a lot.
The kid in Cleveland, Porter.
Yeah.
Remember that game? Porter was giving it. I was watching them, and Porter was giving it to him, calling him a little, boy and all this right. stuff. Trying. And the old Grayson, I think, would have reacted
tried to bite
and
ear off
folded up and maybe not been a factor the rest of the way, at least to where you got to pull him off the floor. And I thought he responded so well to that, didn't get sucked in, and I see the growth.
But he cut up a little bit, but he didn't go full basketball diaries like we've seen him go.
Nah, he's learned. I think he's learned. Is he fully past it? I doubt it. It's probably a day-to-day like he told us in the media days. Day-to-day struggle for him. I got to focus on the
positive. But I like the growth I've seen, separate from just the actual basketball.
And something else about Grayson, not just trying to put his business out here, something that you might not have known, but I think that you might be attracted to or, you know, interested in. I know he said that he's got, like, counseling and therapy to help him with this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think some of that might include some spiritual stuff, too, as far as Grayson is concerned.
Good for him.
Yeah, not trying to put my man business out there.
I'm about to be visiting some churches with you, man.
Yeah, come on, man. I got to get it back on, man. Yeah. For real? What?
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted too much for the
man.
Space.
So y'all operating
man, out here
building?
With no walls. Been out there.
No walls.
Having no walls is a bad.
Oh man. Yeah.
Come on now, man.
So I'm gonna be visiting. See, y'all taking that the word place of God.
No, he said it, man. Not me. Yeah. Not me.
That's a bad place to be.
I don't have four walls, bro.
I haven't heard that phrase since White Station High School.
Yeah,
no walls. Okay,
I'm 40, man, so no walls. Gets, you know,
that's par for the course. Yeah, that's like you get like one wall. It's like, whew, thank God.
Yeah, exactly. one little corner to work with, I'd be all right.
No. Woo.
All right, y'all wrong.
Look, I gotta ask you that. We haven't asked you yet. John Morant got invited to the dunk contest. Mm. Do you think he'll play?
Man, I don't know, man, because he's being super weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, because he hadn't, like, bro, just accept or decline. Like, he's like, well, I'm just going to think about it. I'm going to think about it.
Because he's doing a video or something. They're putting it together. They're right. Don't you come into that thing big time and you announce it like that.
So what
I think he's weighing whether he thinks it's important enough. Like, whether he thinks it's worth.
Right.
Because if he goes out there and loses, then it's like.
What if he loses what?
Nothing.
Like, I'm thinking, like, what he might be thinking. Like, well, you know, it might just be a bad look.
That's a bad way to think, though.
That's what I'm saying. I just say,
it only helps the legend of Ja Morant. He's a rookie.
Right.
You know? I mean, how many rookies get a chance to participate in the dunk contest?
Because if he's out there with a fly pair of shoes and Nike made for him.
Yes.
Good enough. Grizzly jersey on. Like, you know, that
can. Popularity.
I said this on Calkins. If Ja Morant does not accept the invitation to the dunk contest, they should stop having it.
That's real.
They should stop having it.
That means something. That means he's lost all his luster.
Yeah, because like if a rookie, again, I love Ja,
mm-hmm.
but if a rookie is not going to take you up on an invitation,
mm-hmm.
Who can you expect to get? You're going to be getting these ninth, maybe 10th men, you know, on these benches that don't play, who nobody knows. And yeah, maybe there'll be a year where you get like a Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon type of year, but those will be few and far between.
Well, yeah, I asked Jaren would he let Ja dunk on him in the contest, and Jaren said depending on he had to be super fresh. Jaren said he had to have the freshest outfit.
Depending on what he had on. Yeah, depending on what he was dunk on me.
Right, that was crazy. But, yeah, that was Jaren's logic. Long as I'm fresh, I guess he can jump over me. I don't want to be looking bad and get dunked on.
Right. Well, all right.
Step towards good, solid teammates.
Yeah, yep. You got to stop yelling, though, at people, man, because they're going to be winning some games here over the next month. I mean, they play some dog teams. So there's going to be a lot of heckling from you.
We don't need them sending you any emails.
Yeah,
so.
Bro. I go off.
Need you there.
Yeah, and Calkins.
Stop cursing them folks out when they're
man, just be coming out, bro.
Not like, Calkins. Calkins is not the enemy. You know what I mean?
No, it's just. If y'all had saw Jeff's reaction, bro, like
I can see him right now.
I can see it.
Yeah, he pulled his glasses down.
I got him when I sent him that challenging email. I said, "You and me, we gonna have it." And he looked down over his glasses. Said, "Yo, yeah, I'm management."
And you know what he said? He said, "Tuh." That's what he said when you emailed.
<Right. laughs> That's job.
Look down over them glasses. Yeah.
Who is this again? Yeah. We hired a preps writer.
What?
He's emailing me.
Don't give a damn.
Anyway,
appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for coming in as always, Anthony. Thank you. You can follow him on Twitter at Saint Asylum. Read his work at Sports Illustrated and Grizzlies Maven. We'll be back. Jason and John on ETRN FM, ESPN.
Young and hungry.
Down to 10 on the shot clock. Morant working at Baines. Quick stutter step in the lane. Hanks jams with a right hand on Baines. Oh, what a move by Ja Morant. Ja Morant, what a play by the rookie at the rim on top of Baines with the dunk. I can't believe what I just saw. Going to his left, back with his right, and got hammered on the play.
The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's NBA station.
Say you're shopping online with your smartphone. It sure feels like your personal info is right there in your hand. But when you hit submit, your personal info gets around. Whenever you bank, shop, or browse online, your private info is no longer in your control, leaving you vulnerable to cyber criminals. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world.
Because your info is out there.
Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock and save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
Car accident? Dial #529 on your cell. #law. That's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We on fire. Right up to the party, right up to the party.
Party coming up, and you need some sweets to get over to Quintessential Sweets, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Maybe you just want to get something sweet for your sweet, for your sweet lady. Christopher Gray is a Memphian. He's bringing you the most exquisite sweets in the city. Now, what can you do with those exquisite sweets? Well, I'm telling you what, you'll find things there like you'll find nowhere else, like that banana pudding ice cream that Christopher does. Something the wife will love, and men, something that certainly will earn you brownie pounds. How about a little sweet dessert tonight, John Mark?
How about
Quintessential
it?
Sweets.
I think it's a good time, Jason, to have some sweets tonight. Also, Quintessential Sweets going to be giving away tickets. They're giving away tickets, ladies and gentlemen, to every single Memphis basketball home game this season. That'd be Tigers basketball on Facebook. All you have to do is like the Quintessential Sweets Facebook page. Reply to their giveaway post. You can say whatever you want. You can say, I love Jason. You can say, hashtag no walls. You can say whatever you want, and you are entered to win.
Funnel cakes, the traditional. Strawberry cheesecake funnel cakes. Gourmet caramel apples. How you like that? John, I heard you. Banana pudding ice cream. You'll get it all over at Quintessential Sweets. Again, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Online, you can check out the entire selection over at quintessentialsweets.com.
It's not funny.
No, because it's not funny. A church reference.
No, exactly.
I was telling a church story.
It's not funny that you don't have walls at church. That's
we don't have the four wall. We don't have four walls right now.
Right. Y'all don't have a building where you can do
I told y'all about the building. And
yes.
I was fasting. We were all fasting,
yes.
Right? Out of there.
Yeah. If I might, there are people listening right now. They have buildings.
They have walls.
Are you looking for a decent?
If I might
throw this out, I mean, you guys are
that.
Congregation.
I would need to give out our pastor's number and all that.
You don't need to do all that, but I'm sure they can get in cut.
But absolutely, yeah. And May, you know, this may be on the road to you being a member of a new church.
Isn't there a song called Four Walls, like an R&B?
You Insane are stuck on the wall.
What is I don't know that.
Because you're not. You didn't come
is that
up
some sort of like code word or something? The walls thing?
Yeah,
come on, man.
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
You don't know what walls are?
He didn't come up in Memphis, dude. It's a Memphis thing. Young, you grew up in Memphis.
Is it only a Memphis thing?
You are speaking a language I don't understand.
Okay.
I'm
We're the same age, so I would say it must be geographical because BC and I are the same age.
So how would you like to explain this to him?
Is it a private joke?
It's a sexual joke?
They're going to get struck down like going to hell.
I figured it was something sexual. I just don't understand it.
A woman has walls.
I got you.
Y'all are pervos. Going straight to hell.
It's just like the porn thing yesterday for Austin.
No. But this is just real talk. This is just like this is things that happen these are conversations that are
they shouldn't have done it
in Memphis City. But it's just the way you said it though. You were like, we ain't got no walls. Like that's how it would be said, you know, in Memphis City schools, you know. No walls, you know. I mean, you know I'm right.
John, you insane have made it clear. I don't think you can make it any more crystal clear what that reference means to you all.
Man.
Okay.
What sports would you like to discuss? Are there any sports you'd like to reset here before we leave? No? All right, let's do that thing we do.
Okay.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I don't know if you know this, but Eric Musselman's got the Razorbacks 12-1, John Mark.
That's awesome.
If you're Memphis, if Musselman's going to be there, you may look at that Arkansas team and say, and Penny's talked about, you know, wanting to renew the regional rivalries. Arkansas was one that was great. And if Musselman's going to be there and have them relevant, now they've got more to prove. And tonight, we'll see if they go in and beat LSU. That'd be a good start. Because what even at 12-1, what they don't have is a bunch of quality wins. So if they're going to be real and really relevant this year, it'll start tonight with a win down at LSU. That game's on ESPNU tonight at 8 p.m. A 12-1 Arkansas team led by Eric Musselman going into Baton Rouge where they won last year.
I've actually started watching teams that we've beat just so I can hope that they win some games to improve their damn KenPom and their RPI. And I'm looking at the Cincinnati game tonight resonates to me because they're 57th right now at KenPom, even at 8-6, which is pretty good considering they're right next to Missouri, who just got beat by Tennessee.
Yep.
So Tennessee's KenPom, they're at 46. You've got two teams in Tennessee and Cincinnati, and if Cincinnati keeps winning like this, in theory, those are tournament teams, wrong? Right?
I don't know. Cincinnati got something. They lost to Colgate.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Like,
you
know, Cincinnati,
so you
got to
get some good wins before they
still
get there.
Still pretty good, though.
But Cincinnati is on the outside
right now. But your reasoning is right that you'd hope with Brennan and them and Gumberlin, that kind of player, that they could get decent enough to where those wins, if you're Memphis, can actually mean something, right? Where they're actually a top 75 team or a top 50 team. That's the hope. So rooting for them is the right move, Brad Carson, if you're a Tigers fan.
Okay, because you need because you play Cincinnati twice.
They're absolutely not a tournament team right now, though.
Yeah, they're 8-6. I mean, they got some bad losses. I mean, I honestly
remember that one we talked about. Yeah, where it was crazy when Cumberland throws the ball up early.
Oh, that was brutal.
High game. They're not on the same page as John Brennan right now.
The thing that has helped Cincinnati, though, are the wins mitigating the losses, I should say. I guess that's why they're 57.
They went to Tennessee after you did and beat them or whatever. And
So,
but that kind of is a cannibalization, right? Because Memphis needs Tennessee and Cincinnati to be good because, like, they're going to likely have wins over both programs. Tonight.
They play tonight, by the way, Cincinnati.
Yeah, tonight at Landers Center, it's AEW. It's Dynamite, Jason. Oh. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
It's the competitor to Big Boy Wrestling.
That's exactly WWE. Right. Yeah, it's All Elite Wrestling. It's at the Landers Center in South Haven. And what's really cool about this tonight, I believe it's on TNT. You can catch it on TNT, or you can go. You can drive down. You can go. Chris Jericho is going to be there. You know him, right? Chris Jericho will be there. Cody Rhodes will be there because he was in studio with us yesterday with Jeffrey Wright and his lovely wife, Brandy. That's worth the price of admission. They're also doing a Memphis wrestling tribute, which is very cool. And they're going to give a tribute to Brian Christopher, it sounds like, obviously, who passed away a couple of years ago, Jerry Lawler's son. But they're going to give a tribute to Memphis wrestling, it sounds like. I don't know what that will look like, but, you know, listen, if you're a Memphis wrestling fan, it sounds like you're going to get that salute tonight. I haven't watched a lot of AEW, I'll be honest. I did tune in for the first one they did, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm almost 30. I don't really have a desire to watch anymore. I didn't go to SmackDown when it was in town last week. You know, I'm kind of just.
Are you out on wrestling?
I've just moved on. Yeah, like
this, this dude is so weird. Like he's no longer doing wrestling, right? No more fun. When we started this, it was me that wouldn't. And now I wouldn't play the video. And now I'm the one playing the video games, right? You're the one that's growing up and getting on, and I'm getting younger.
Yes, that's
like
right.
Like we're going opposite ways of what you.
Well, you have a young son, so it stands to reason as to why that would happen.
I've been
playing
the hell out of some video games, Brad Carson.
What are y'all playing?
We got my kid a Nintendo Switch for Christmas.
Oh,
I've been playing some NBA 2K20 all day.
You
want to come see me? I sound like John now. Come see me.
Yeah.
I love NBA 2K.
I might play you online. When I add a few more skills, the rust is coming off, John. I'm back.
I don't think people play NBA 2K on the Switch though. Like,
oh, I do.
I can't get any on the Switch.
I mean, you will find
you're
some.
You're saying PlayStation,
but most people are playing that on the. But you'll find some. I mean, they don't have like an online user. You know,
do people not play the Switch, John? Am I playing
do.
A system?
They do. They play
it's
like the Mario titles. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. I'm glad. I'm just glad you're back in that realm, man. That arena, as Tom Brady would say.
Life is weird.
Yep. That is gonna do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to, of course, Tony Barnhart. Thanks to Mark Giannato. Thanks to Carson Palmer. Thanks to Anthony Sane. Giannato and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The teams. Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL. The stories. Game day.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and it's crazy.
The shows. The Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannato and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
3, 2, 1.
You can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey,
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right here.
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
It all starts with just one thing. This year, resolve to recycle more. Start with paper, bottles, and cans. Recycle electronics at e-waste facilities and complete the cycle by buying items like clothes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.